It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Hey, Taylor. So what are your thoughts about this? Are you giving up on men?
No, I haven't. I guess I'm calling to give advice, really, because I have had a great partner in my life for the past few years. And really, I think maybe Shelby just needs to explore other relationships, other lifestyles. Like, my partner's my daddy. He takes great care of me. Like, we had one date, and I kind of knew I was set with that and how amazing he has been. And
yeah.
I think just getting out there and maybe trying, you know, maybe a different age group, maybe a polyamorous lifestyle, something like that she could find.
Okay.
You know, what do you mean by my daddy? I don't get that. What does that mean?
That's just my title for my partner. He's my daddy, my partner.
Okay.
It's more important to me than my boyfriend or even really my husband. It just means that much to me.
Yeah.
To call him that.
No, I get that.
But again, you're kind of proving Shelby's point where she's like, I just want a break. I don't want to do anything. And then there's all of her girlfriends saying, oh, but try this, move on, try this, where she just wants to be alone for a while. So why is it that the women feel the need to push somebody if they don't want to be in a relationship? Hey, is your daddy like an older guy? Is that what you experimented with?
Yeah, he's about 10 years older.
Oh, okay. Well, more mature, probably.
And I'm in Shelby's age group, so
okay.
I found luck there.
And, well, and is it like a he takes care of you kind of dynamic as well? Is there more than just the romantic part of that relationship?
Just in terms of supporting me and my passions in life.
Yeah. Okay.
But, no, okay. I take care of myself just as well, too.
Okay.
There you go. Taylor, thank you for sounding off and for the advice. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Bye.
She makes
Kelly.
Some good points,
yeah,
though.
She did.
Kelly. Taylor is just exploring.
Hi.
Hey, what are your thoughts?
I just kind of have a little advice, too. I got a divorce, and I was dating a bunch of guys, and they just were not exactly what I was looking for. So I got on a dating app, and I was really honest. I just told exactly what I wanted, who I was, what I wanted. And I started dating some guys that were a little bit closer to what I was looking for. And it was right before Christmas several years ago, and I told my sister, you know what, I'm just done. I'm happy now with who I am. It's taken a year after the divorce to just chill out, figure out, you know, what I like, what I don't like. And I had been talking with this one guy, and he kept asking to go out. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to go out. And then finally, I said, okay, I'll throw him a bone. We'll go have a glass of wine. So we did. And ended up that we've been together over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Like, I was just ready to be myself and not have to worry about anything. And I think if people get on those dating apps and just really be honest with themselves, I think they'll have a little bit better luck.
You tended your garden.
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Katie brought something up a little bit ago, and I can't imagine, like, if you are doing these dating apps and it's constant rejection, horrible dates, you really do start feeling bad about yourself.
Yeah.
And I can see where you would need to step back and be like, I need to focus on me for a little bit because this is not healthy.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, we're super happy that you found love. Is he a good kisser?
He is good at everything.
Yeah,
Across the board, he's good.
Who's your daddy? Speaking of daddies, who's your daddy?
I love that, Kelly.
Goodness. I bet you're blushing right now.
I like it.
Kelly, thank you.
Maybe a little bit.
All right, we'll smooch you later. Have a good day.
Thanks, Kelly.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Oh, well, I was just asked to call in because I texted to elaborate on the daddy situation a little bit.
Oh, you did? I didn't see that. Okay, what do you want to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to say that finding a daddy could be a great option. It kind of falls into the like BDSM style relationship, but not like in a weird way. But when you find a partner like a daddy, he basically takes you on as his responsibility. And it's a very like nice situation where everybody is, you know, kind of cared for. It's like a caregiver style relationship.
Yeah, cool.
And those partners are great because they're not going to flake out on you.
Yeah, exactly.
This conversation has just swerved in a different direction.
Well, she made, you make a good point, though, because this is just a different dynamic of the relationships that we deal with out there when you're single. And this one, that's why I asked the previous caller about the dynamic and how there is more than a romantic element here. Like, there is that caregiver aspect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not at all what people would think of when it first hits their eardrums. It's just like
sounds naughty.
Dynamic. I mean, it can be if you want to take it that direction, but it totally doesn't have to be.
Yeah, there's more to it than that.
So
dare I ask, what
do you have to call them daddy?
Yes, as part
of
it.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no.
I don't know anything about this.
I don't either, and dare I ask what BDSM means?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I would not ask
let's
that.
Not,
I would not, I would
no
not
radio,
ask that.
But,
okay, let's not.
We'll explain off the air, Jeremy.
I'm so...
I don't know either. I just know it's bad. No,
I'm
not
such
radio friendly.
In my bubble right now. Nancy, thank you for the very eye-opening conversation.
Yes, thank you, Nancy.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Nancy.
You too.
Now, that's the thing, is people who have been in relationships and married for decades, Jeremy, things have changed so much. And I think that that's what a lot of our married friends don't understand is...
I haven't dated since it was just after the 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah. Things have changed a lot since then, my friend. And there's just so many things coming at us in these relationships. So that's just
a lot of daddies coming at you.
Just one dynamic.
I just looked up BDSM.
Yeah,
on your work
computer? That's smart.
I might be in HR's office later today.
Yeah.
They're going to make me their daddy.
Right. Oh, man.
If anyone wants to sound off about getting rid of men in their life, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, girl.
You asked me to text or
call in. What do you want?
Text.
What do you want?
So I'm coming from a totally different position, I guess. I'm a lot older than the caller or your person. But at the same time, after many years of marriage and 7 years of being single, I can only say it's amazing. And I simply am no longer interested in having a man in my life. I'm successful. I've owned my own home. I just bought a little spot at the beach for myself.
Oh,
nice.
I want to be your daddy.
I'm living my best life. And I think for my advice to her was, if a year isn't long enough, take some time. Go travel by yourself. Become yourself.
Yes.
And then you might be better, you know, able to be open to a little relationship. Not that I am. My people have all given up on me. So.
How long were you married?
Almost 30 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. And then you dated for a little while, and now you're single again.
No, I didn't date at all.
Oh, so you're just done.
After 30 years, you're done.
Done.
You know what? I can see this point of view, though. Like, if you were with somebody for 30 years and now you're single, I don't think I'd want to go back with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, long term.
It's nice having your own rhythm in your home and not have to worry about anyone else. And it's very liberating, but I highly recommend before you jump into a relationship, like Katie said, grow your garden.
Yeah.
Find yourself. So.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Where's your beach?
I love that, Kathy.
Oh, I'm a longtime Denver person, but I live in North Carolina now, so I'm down at the Atlantic Beach.
Oh, that's awesome.
So how
does
that work?
Beautiful.
You can just buy a slice of beach?
No. It's like a little beach trailer. It's right on the intercoastal and 5 minute walk to the beach. So it's a thing out here.
Living the life, Kathy.
Beach, please.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah,
love
I am.
That.
So, yeah, I'm, like I said, longtime listener. I've been listening for 20 plus years of, well, longer than that, but longtime listener.
You.
Love, love, love you guys.
Thank you,
your
Kathy.
Sweetheart.
Oh my gosh.
Let your light shine, girl.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Kathy.
You.
Bye.
Kathy.
I loved that advice.
That was great.
You sit in a trailer on a beach?
Yeah. That was good. That's what Shelby was asking for.
Yeah, that was good. You know? I like that. Kathy, that was a good call.
If anyone else wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. Here's Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hello. Morning. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with the last caller. I was the last person to be married in my group of friends, and they were all great about it. But I just figured, you know, if I didn't find what I wanted, it was going to be a long life if I caved to the society of I had to be married and get have kids. So I didn't get married until my early 40s. And you know what? I went out and I did bike rides, overnights, with groups that people I didn't know, had the best time of my life. Then I think it makes you confident, and then the universe comes to you.
Yeah.
Because you're very confident, and because you don't need somebody to make you a person.
See,
you're your own person, and then
it's very wise.
It'll come to you.
No, and that's 100%. I agree with you totally, Lori, because I was saying that earlier. Once you find happiness in yourself and you don't really you understand that you don't really need somebody, then that's mm-hmm. when everything kind of comes to you and you kind of get to maybe be with someone that compliments you, but you don't need that person.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
It's the whole you'll find one when you're not looking, right? You'll bump into somebody in the produce aisle and you're like, oh my God, I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even looking.
Well, I bumped into my husband at the golf course 19 years after we graduated from high school.
Hey, there you go.
You never know. You never know.
That's going to
be huge. I was on plenty of horrible dates, and I figured I don't need that in my life. So
damn straight.
So I hope Shelby finds just look within yourself, and you know your universe will come to you.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori, for the very thoughtful phone call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Wonderful advice from the listeners today.
A lot of wise ladies here.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of us out there.
A lot of douchey dudes. Hannah wrote in and said, the final straw when I finally gave up men was the amount of men that she was dating, that kept saying, that's what she said.
Oh, gosh. Dating
guys,
boys. Come
on. Guys,
dating
stop
boys.
With the that's what she said
Michael
jokes.
Scott.
Jessica says the final straw was the guy who was too busy for a serious relationship, but he had 20 hours a week to play Call of Duty with his friends.
Ugh.
Video game guys are out there.
Fortnite fellas.
Fortnite fart heads. And then Hannah said the final straw. I was seeing a guy who texted me every day but never made plans. Turns out he was married.
Oh,
no. Ouchie. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
Hey, you.
Hi, good morning.
What are your thoughts for Shelby?
So I got divorced, and I took some time, and I went to therapy, and I tended my garden, and I got myself ready, and then dipped my toe back into dating. And I was just like, I just want to see. I've heard online dating is horrible. You know, I had zero expectations for anything to come of it. But I met a guy and we just clicked right away and we started dating. We were together for 6 months and he planned a 6 month anniversary dinner for us. Like a very lovely evening. We went out, it was a nice restaurant, you know, it was all, I love you so much. Let's make plans for the holidays. Let's go on a ski trip this winter. Let's do all of this stuff. And literally went back to his house, stayed the night. Literally the next morning, we went on a hike, and on the way back to his place from the hike, he said, I don't really think this is going to work out.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
He gaslit the crap out of you,
What
Jessica.
Happened that night when you
oh
stayed
my
over?
Goodness.
What the hell went on?
Because during the hike, it was more of, like, planning things and let's talk about the future, and then literally out of nowhere.
Why does that happen?
I don't think we have enough in common. I don't think this is going to work.
Dang.
So that is my why I now am no longer dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I want to know why he flipped so quick. Did you ever dive into this and try to find out?
I did not. He did have the audacity to tell me that he would still like to be friends and that we should still be friends together because it would make him sad to think that we would never talk again.
Oh.
How long were you with this guy before it happened?
6 months.
Okay, so it wasn't like the first time you stayed over, he got what he wanted.
No, No, we were together for quite a while. Yeah.
Man.
Good Lord.
And there's so many stories like that, though, where people just do a 180 and it is out of nowhere. Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you, Jessica.
Yeah, that's awful.
I can feel it in your voice. Like, you're hurt by this.
Oh, yeah, it was hurt. Oh, yeah, for sure.
How old are you?
I'm 40. And I have a daughter, and he had a daughter, too, and... You know, we were busy, but we made time for each other, and it was out of nowhere.
And it seems like that would, you know, both have a kid, a daughter, and it seems like it would, you know, really work out. And it sounds like it did for 6 months.
Yeah. Gosh.
That is crazy. Yeah, I understand why you
I'm sad
date.
For you, Jessica.
I am too, especially when you have a kid. It's like there's so much more that goes into meeting somebody because then you're taking into consideration what's it going to mean for your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so the fact that you made it that far, oh gosh, I'm so sorry for you, girl. That would hurt.
I wish I had something to give you right now.
I know.
Like,
I wish
I want to give you like
something.
A vacation, but we can't. Damn
it's all good.
Thank you for opening up with us.
Yeah.
Your
thank
sweetheart.
Thank you for sharing that.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Jessica. See, it's rough out there. And
it is.
It just reminded me of, like, there was a date I went on, and this guy, like, he seemed like he was exactly what I was looking for. And we FaceTimed, so I got to see his face, so I knew he was real. And he told me that he owned this business. He owned this pet grooming business, and he was very successful, and blah, blah, blah. And I went to go meet him, and he wanted to meet at his grooming spot, which I thought was odd. But we were going to meet there and then go out on a
dinner. That's a very odd sentence right
there.
My grooming spot.
Well,
I don't like that.
His business. We were going to meet
there. Okay.
And so we met there, and immediately he starts like giving me a tour of the place. And he has like a couch set up in the back. And he lives at his grooming spot. Like that.
Oh,
like he doesn't even have a home.
No.
He lives there. And then he's trying to make out with me on the couch with
and
a
you're
whole
covered
bin
in hair.
Of dog hair.
Ew.
There's a whole bin of dog hair next to us. And he tried to grab me to kiss. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Okay, just this one time.
I walked away.
Is what she said.
No,
just
I
this
did
one.
It. I
okay,
walked
just
away.
This one.
Just this one time.
I was like, you totally misled me. I talked to you for 2 weeks, and this is like all the things you said. Maybe there's some truth to them, but man, you stretched that truth like a Laffy Taffy.
Did he try
man.
To shampoo your coat
no,
and put a bandana around your neck,
I didn't give him a chance,
too?
Jeremy.
He's like, hey, can you put this
he
leash on?
Didn't have that chance, okay?
I got the shock collar.
It's rough out there.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.